For the first time in several years, the leader of a major Western country has visited Syria. France's president, Nicolas Sarkozy, was part of a gathering including leaders of Qatar and Turkey. They were talking about ways to advance peace prospects between Syria and its neighbors Israel and Lebanon. As the world's Aaron Schachter reports, the conclave is another sign that Syria might be getting back into the West's good graces.
It's been a fairly quick trip for Syria from pariah to potential peacemaker. Just a few years ago, the Assad regime was an unofficial member of the Axis of Evil. Now it's hosting some of America's best friends. The U.S. administration is close to Turkish leader Erdogan, as well as France's Nicolas Sarkozy.
La politique étrangère de la France consiste à tout faire pour favoriser la paix.
French foreign policy, Sarkozy said, consists of doing everything to encourage peace. Sarkozy noted that Assad's warmer relations with Lebanon are one of the reasons France is moving toward restoring relations. Not only did Syria gather regional power brokers, France, Qatar, and Turkey, but President Bashar al-Assad today floated a proposal for peace with Israel that could lead to face-to-face negotiations. Assad's proposal is said to expound on what he calls the withdrawal line, the extent to which Israel would withdraw from the Golan Heights. Israel captured the territory in the 1967 war and annexed it soon after. The two sides last talked openly in 2000. Those talks with then Prime Minister and now Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak collapsed over the withdrawal line. Summit participants spoke today of the magnitude of Syria's gambit, but Israeli and Western sources question whether President Assad's intentions are pure. Not so most regional analysts.
Oh, I think the Syrian-Israeli overtures are very genuine.
Rami Khoury heads the Issam Faris Institute for Public Policy at the American University Beirut. He says Syria is absolutely genuine.
They positioned themselves so that they were actually central players in almost everything that was going on in the Middle East. The difference between them is that they insist on playing the game on a level playing field, that they won't go into a process simply because of American-Israeli threats or sanctions. They will go into a process as an equal and negotiate a deal that's good for both sides. So they're not the evildoers that the Americans and the Israelis think they are or accuse them. They are actually more than that.
Many on the streets of Damascus today shared Khoury's optimism.
La visite de President Sarkozy.
This man said Sarkozy's visit is meant to achieve peace between Israel and Arab states. And this man said the visit's very good and very important for Syrian-Lebanese relations and for the entire Middle East. French President Sarkozy today told reporters that he and his Syrian counterpart also talked about other tough issues. That included, he said, the touchy subject of the International Court investigating the death of Rafik Hariri. Former Lebanese Prime Minister was assassinated by a massive car bomb in 2005. Most in the region blame Syria for the killing, though it has denied any involvement. For the World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.